$20 in my pocket.
We're back listening to Money Talks. We had tax reform, talked about it a little bit in the first segment. And moving on from that, we've got in the 529, we actually had some changes that instead of just using those funds for post-secondary or, you know, college, whether it be graduate or otherwise, your undergrad studies, we can now use those for primary care or primary education, right?
Correct.
So if you send your children to a private school, then you can use those funds as well. And DJ, we got lots to talk about in this realm as well. Maybe a comparison between the old Coverdell account,
right,
which a lot of folks have thought for years that those were going to go away.
Yeah.
They do limit you with a Coverdell more so than they do with the 529. But now with the 529 opening up to those primary years, maybe it helps folks save a little more money for school.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the problem with the Coverdell has always been that it limits you to only in being able to contribute $2,000 a year. So
right. In
order to, you know, for most people to save for college, that's not really going to help.
Yeah, right. You have to really start way young.
Early, very early.
You know, as soon as your children are born, basically start saving the $2,000 per year in order for it to amount to something that'd be sufficient enough to actually use for college. Plus, a good market like we've had since 2009 has not been a negative for sure. The market's up over 375% since then. Do you realize that?
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Amazing.
Yeah, so the 529 has been the, you know, the plan that most people are using now because of the amount that you can contribute. But there, I think, you know, we even find a lot with our clients are asking, you know, have asked in the past if they could use it for you know, private school tuition, and they have not been able to do that.
Right.
And especially, you know, if you have other family members that are helping, like grandparents that are helping contribute for kids, you can build up, you know, the one thing that you don't really want to do is overfund a 529 plan. So this can actually help with that if you're sending your kids to private school.
So what, I mean, you can use the funds for other individuals, right?
Yes, it can go from like sibling to sibling or cousins or, you know, I mean,
family members.
But, you know, what you tend to see happen is the people that are overfund it for, you know, all of their kids.
Right.
You know.
Well, if it were a grandparent, who
right.
they can contribute to the 529,
mm-hmm.
so they probably have more options, assuming they have more than one grandchild.
Right.
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 So, you know, it could actually become kind of a fund of sorts to help the whole family out, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We started out talking about the Coverdell being limited to $2,000 per year, but with a 529, was it $15,000 per year in 2018? As far as the contribution limit?
Yes, you can do $15,000 a year, or you can contribute up to $75,000 in 1 year, but that will count for 5 years worth of contributions.
Okay, so you can combine.
You can
multiple
pre-fund
years.
It, if you will.
Right, and all that money is pre-tax, right? So you're not going to get, or it is not. Which is that?
You're contributing after-tax dollars, but it
okay.
grows tax-free. And
there
you're
we.
Not taxed on the earnings as long as it's used for, you know, for education costs.
Right. So in terms of similar to any retirement account, it's more like a Roth then, right?
Right.
You put
as
after-tax
long as
money, and then it grows tax-free.
Correct. And then, you know, the idea is that you must use it for the education expenses, or it's taxed with a 10% penalty. Because it's not used for education purposes.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you do get a little bit of a tax credit there for the 529. So if you assume you have a Georgia 529, you contribute to that 529, you can get a little bit of help,
yeah.
a little credit back on the taxes there when the
for the
tax
state.
You know, we talked about what I called the limits. They really aren't limits, but those are the amounts that you can do without it being above gift tax. So, you know, the gift tax limits. So that's what you if you don't want to file a gift tax return, that type of thing.
So anything above the
right.
$15,000 in a single year, $75,000
for
the next 5 years
yes.
is going to be considered a gift to the individual who's named in the 529.
So technically, you really could fund it with, you know, you could put $100,000 in there, but, you know, you run into the gift tax issue.
All right. So there we go. And tax changes have given us that new benefit that you can spend the money on more than just college.
Yep, from the 529.
Awesome. So if I have a Coverdell account, say I started saving a long time ago, and I wanted to recharacterize it to a 529. Is that allowable?
Typically, you can. If you're the owner and, you know, and you have the beneficiary and you're going to open a 529 with the same owner and the same beneficiary, then you can
swap them over,
move
like
it
that.
Into the 529
which
plan.
Would then allow you to save more. You probably lose a little bit in as much as the Coverdell, you can pretty much invest in whatever you want, right?
Right.
And the 529 is more mutual fund based, and you have plans from which you can pick certain investments. Is
correct.
That correct?
Right. Correct.
And if you live in Georgia, which, you know, most of our listening audience does,
right.
You know, we typically recommend the Georgia 529 because you get to deduct $2,000 a year on behalf of any beneficiary for those filing a single return and up to $4,000 a year for those filing a joint return off of their state income tax.
All right. Is other than making sure that it's spent for education, is there any other limitations you got to be aware of, or, you know, it's pretty much there, you can spend the money?
Yeah, as long as it's a qualified education expense.
All right. So it's you can't send your dog to dog training school on this.
That is not going to be a qualified expense, unfortunately.
Yeah, they don't have one of those. All right, well, I'm just here to ask the hard questions, and clearly I've done that for this moment. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.